Hey there, beautiful people. It's your boy Dylan Brooks coming at you live with another dose of Stoic wisdom to help you conquer this crazy world we call life. Today, we're diving into a concept that might sound a little counterintuitive at first. The power of negative visualization. Now, before you go thinking this is about wallowing in misery or becoming a Debbie Downer, trust me, it's not. We're talking about using our imaginations to prepare for the worst, not actually inviting negativity into our lives. Sound weird? It does at first. But hear me out. Ever feel like life throws curveballs at you out of nowhere? Like that promotion you were hoping for goes to someone else, or your favorite band cancels their tour last minute. It happens to the best of us. And let's be real, sometimes those unexpected setbacks can knock us off our feet. But what if, instead of feeling blindsided, we could mentally prepare ourselves for these potential challenges? That's where negative visualization comes in. It's like doing a mental stress test, envisioning the worst-case scenarios and then figuring out how to handle them gracefully. Think of it like this. You're going on a road trip. Would you just hop in the car without checking your tire pressure or looking at the map? Probably not. You take those preventative steps because you know things can go wrong, right? Negative visualization is similar. It's about taking stock of potential challenges and developing coping mechanisms beforehand. It doesn't mean you're expecting disaster, but rather that you're prepared if it happens. Now, I know what you're thinking. Dylan, isn't this just dwelling on the negative? Not at all. It's about using negativity constructively. By acknowledging potential setbacks, we can build resilience and appreciation for the good things in our lives. When you face a challenge head-on with a plan, it feels less daunting, less overwhelming. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of negative visualization. 1. Start small. Don't jump into imagining global catastrophes right away. Begin by visualizing small, everyday challenges. What if your morning commute is delayed? What if you spill coffee on yourself? By practicing with these mini scenarios, you build the mental muscle to handle bigger stuff down the road. 2. Be specific. Don't just think something bad will happen. Pinpoint exactly what that could be. This helps you create a more realistic and actionable plan. For example, instead of thinking I might lose my job, visualize the specific circumstances that could lead to that outcome. 3. Focus on control. Remember, negative visualization isn't about controlling everything in life. It's about accepting what we can't control and focusing on how we react to it. When you visualize a setback, ask yourself, what aspects of the situation am I actually in control of? Maybe you can prevent the traffic jam, but you can choose to listen to your favorite podcast while you wait. 4. Channel your energy. Don't let negative visualization become a spiral of dread. Use it as fuel for growth. After visualizing a challenge, brainstorm solutions and develop strategies for handling it effectively. This turns potential fear into proactive planning. 5. Practice gratitude. Here's the secret sauce. After you've done your mental worst-case scenario drill, shift your focus to gratitude. Remind yourself of all the good things in your life, big and small. This helps keep things balanced and reminds you that even amidst challenges, there's always something to be thankful for. Okay, picture this. You're about to give a presentation at work, right? Your heart is pounding, palms are sweaty, you've rehearsed until your brain feels fried. But then, just before you go up on stage, you remember negative visualization. So, you take a few deep breaths and visualize the worst possible scenario. Maybe you freeze up mid-speech, forget everything, the projector malfunctions, and everyone stares at you with judgmental eyes. Okay, not exactly fun, right? But by visualizing that, what happens? You've already faced your fear. Now, when you actually get on stage, it feels less daunting because you've mentally prepared for the possibility of things going wrong. It doesn't mean you're expecting to mess up, but you know how to handle it if you do. So, remember, negative visualization isn't about being pessimistic, it's about using your imagination as a superpower. It helps us build resilience, appreciate what we have, and face challenges with confidence. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you ever tried negative visualization? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Don't forget to subscribe to How to Be Stoic for daily doses of wisdom and inspiration. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and remember, even when things get tough, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.